Hello and welcome to the Sparkle Hour, a fun and feisty podcast for empowered women and woke menfolk.
Join us as we pull back the veil to reveal how we are taking control of our life stories and creating a movement of positive change.
I'm Michelle Lewis.
And I'm Nicole Lewis-Kieber.
And if you're ready to feel, laugh, and heal, this podcast is for you.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh my God. This is a good one. This is great. I always love it when I get to see you and we get to connect and kind of catch up on all that life is bringing our way. So fun.
Yes. And you have a very Marilyn look today.
I do.
Y'all can't see her, but she has this gorgeous platinum blonde. She has this plunging neckline, this white, you know, top. It varies much. Is that some Like It Hot? Is that what that one was? Or what movie was it where she had the tank dress?
Oh, the famous Marilyn dress?
The famous dress, yes.
7 Year Itch.
Okay, there you go. There she is. So you have a very 7 Year Itch look to you today.
How appropriate. We're having a little itch that we're trying to scratch today. Mm-hmm. With wrapping up season 10 of the Sparkle Hour and what things might look like for this platform, for us as individuals, us as a team moving forward. So very interesting.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the season that is just concluding here, our season 10. How did it feel different to you? Or, I mean, I know it's been a little while since some of the recordings took place, but anything throughout this season that has been a standout for you or any, I don't know, just shit that you've noticed?
I feel like, and I can't believe it's already over, but I feel it's such a weird thing to describe. So I feel like that we had some really interesting conversations with our guests. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you start talking about patriarchy and weight loss, like that, that's like a thing, you know? And to talk about, I feel like we had a little bit more of a businessy bent in some kind of ways this season, because some of the people that we hang out with and that we see doing really cool things in the world around, you know, helping people find their voice and step into their full self, you know, really has been some of our business, you know, peers. Mm-hmm. And we brought them to you, you know, this season, like Michelle and Allie and Rebecca. And so, yeah, so it's felt like a little different this season, but in a good way, but still just, I feel like a little bit more grown up.
Yeah, it's been a really different kind of energy that we've enjoyed and played around in, and it's nice to see and know that about yourself, that you don't have to be so niched that you can't explore other areas and things that you're curious about, and be able to share that with the people who are listening.
Yeah, because I think that's so exclusionary to think that someone who, you know, has a career and works for someone else can't benefit from hearing a story from someone who is self-employed, you know, or works in messaging or works in marketing or, you know, works around, you know, emotional eating, like whatever it is, there's so much benefit in that cross-pollination. And I think people sometimes limit themselves when they don't allow for that. So I'm kind of glad we did that, because I've had some really interesting conversations with people around some of these interviews that I don't think I would have got to have before. And again, it just felt a little bit more grown up in that it had that feeling to it, you know, and, you know, and where you and I both were at while we were doing them in our businesses was very much more full on grown up shit.
So. Oh yeah.
What do you think?
I'm in total agreement with you. It felt very different than stuff that we've done in the past, seasons that we've presented in the past. Not just the type of guests and the stories that they had to share, but really like how we were just really dealing with different things on our own behind the scenes that weren't related to the Sparkle Hour and the lessons that we were, you know, picking up through that and then bringing that to this place. So it's been really kind of a fascinating life journey. So you guys don't know what happens behind the scenes, but just know that there are days when we don't want to show up. You know, there are days when we have just too damn much, you know, to deal with, to do, to go through. So don't think that we just show up here and, you know, have a breezy time and we don't have anything else going on and we just get to chat. No, we're real women doing real work in the world, just like you. And we know that there are days that it just feels like it's too much to get up and do one more thing. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to be able to be in a space where you can just be fucking real.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to bring it here, you know, to you all to hear and listen to and witness it, you know, because honestly, we'll talk to each other anyway.
Right. We don't have to hit record.
No. So, yeah. So it's, you know, it's good to really kind of look at the layers and see behind, you know, just the surface of things. And I think our guests have definitely done that this season. And so have we. And so I hope that it resonated with you all.
I hope so too. And so kind of to just piggyback on that, because it's been such a full season for us personally and in our businesses, we have decided that it's time for us to take a little break. Mm-hmm. We're taking a little time out from the Sparkle Hour, which when we first started doing this, if you've been with us from the beginning in those really cringe to listen to kind of early episodes where we're just fumbling through and finding our way and finding our voice, that required a lot of emotional energy. Certainly speaking for myself, it required a lot of emotional energy to allow ourselves to be visible in that way. And so it required us to take, you know, some space in between seasons, between recording, between putting it out there and whatnot. And it feels like we're kind of at that place again, but at a different level. I don't know if that makes sense. But yes, we're definitely taking a little break. So don't expect any new stuff from us in March, but you can go back and listen to stuff that you may have missed, and feel free to share that with people. But know that we are okay. We are fine. There's no problem there. But we are just in the spirit of true self-care. We're giving ourselves a little break and giving ourselves some space. And allowing ourselves to do some really cool shit together in March too. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So we are going to be spending, roughly 7 days, maybe a little bit more depending on travel, etc., with each other, at a leadership retreat in the south of France. And I think we've talked about this before. But it's a cooking, it's Julia Child's cooking school, and her kitchen, her compound, her estate, and McKenna Held, who's a leadership coach amongst many, many things, because she has multiple businesses as well as chef and all the things, owns this property and runs a cooking school out of it amongst other things like, retreats, trainings. I think they do Airbnb and all kinds of things. And so she is offering this, cooking school / leadership training, living there. You know, it's so unique and so different than anything I've ever seen. And we will be doing that together through the beginning of mid-March. So a lot of good time to sit and contemplate and have conversations about ourselves, our lives, our leadership, and where that leadership leads us in the next steps for this podcast.
Exactly. So it's a really immersive experience. It's called Your Leadership Recipe. So you get this experience of learning how to do some cooking and taking actual cooking classes. Yes, in Julia Child's freaking kitchen. That's crazy. So we'll be honoring the spirit of
Julia.
The late great Julia Childs, there, and really being kind of vulnerable and figuring out what what it looks like to discover what your actual, what your real ingredients are. Like, what are the ingredients that Michelle brings? What are the ingredients that Nicole brings? What are the ingredients that each one of us bring to whatever we're trying to do, whatever new project we're creating or collaborating on, whatever message that we're discovering is in us to bring out and bring that to the world. What is the way that we, only we uniquely can do that? There's so much just these gross, boring, stupid formulas that are promoted, like, you know, six steps to this and da 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 da, and it's just crap, and we're just so over it. And we're just like, that works for you because that's how you're designed, but I'm designed differently. You're designed differently. And this is an amazing opportunity for us to be able to really kind of dive deep into what the hell it is that we really do bring that's unique, and, you know, let that shine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty neat. something that not many people will get to do.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. We're kind of getting out of our normal space and, you know, flying for gajillion miles and being in a total foreign country that's, you know, beautiful, something that just shakes everything loose and kind of gets us out of that that comfortable, safe space, but it's still safe. I don't know what I'm saying.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yes, we're going to be on all of them, and probably on foot a little bit too. Huffing it,
yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be cool. We'll get a chance to really talk about, you know, just the things that are coming up for us and what to do moving forward with the Sparkle Hour, and what some ideas are that we may have percolating right now and what's just coming up.
Mm-hmm. So what ideas do we have percolated right now as far as expanding the ownership of this podcast beyond me and you,
mm-hmm.
And our commitment to it? Like, what does that look like?
Well, it looks like a few things. Some of the stuff that we have danced around and sort of talked with and contemplated are things like opening this up for membership through Patreon, where you would be able to, you the listener, if you find the information valuable, that you contribute in some kind of way, sort of like public radio or public television that's supported by listeners because they find value in it and want to be part of that platform, want to be part of the movement that's being created, so that your voice is the thing that's also being represented. So we're looking at options for that. We're also looking at ways to expand sponsorship opportunities, something that we kind of dabbled in the last year or so, the last few seasons, creating opportunities for our listeners and people whose products that we love and appreciate and feel like are representative of what the Sparkle Hour stands for, to be able to give those a little more visibility. Mm-hmm. To people who get you. So, you know, we're probably not going to be taking sponsorships for, you know, Casper mattresses, unless Casper mattresses is listening and wants to physically support us in our beds. But, you know, we're not here to push shit that we don't believe in. We never have, we never will. And I can say a firm, hard, underscored never on that. Like, that's just not who we are. But being able to create ways that people who are listeners, who do find value in the things that we're teaching, can be a bigger part of that. And then the other thing is we're looking more closely at ways that we can provide value in real life. So live events, and I'll have you talk a little bit more about that.
So, yeah, so let me back up to the Patreon and sponsorship stuff. You know, a lot of people feel weird about it and get pushback about, well, you should just do this for free, or it should be free. Why should I have to pay for this? And here's the thing, you don't have to. You have
right.
choice. And it's perfectly acceptable for people who are providing some kind of outlet and service, entertainment, whatever it is in the world, to have their work valued and mm-hmm. they have their time valued. And so there's usually a little bit of pushback when any time someone around this podcasting arena, particularly for women, mm-hmm. try to monetize what they're doing in any kind of way, people get, you know, an attitude about it. I won't get into the logistics of that. We'd be here all day.
Right.
But I just want you to know 100% that we're here for it. And mm-hmm. we are not in any way feeling guilty about asking you to be a part of our community in some financial way.
Right. And along
it out loud.
Thank you. Thank you. Cause that's important for people to hear. Like, I listen to public radio and there are some stations that I do support that I do help sponsor and others that I don't. Not because I don't find them valuable, but you know, I know where my dollars go. I'm choosing where to place them. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be huge amounts of money. You know, I do sponsorship in all sorts of different areas for things that matter to me. And that's cool. And I don't feel guilty about it. I don't feel guilted into doing it. It feels joyful to me. And it doesn't feel like any kind of sacrifice. We're not asking you guys to do anything that feels sticky or weird or like some kind of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. But we are going to gladly offer opportunities for those of you who feel like, hey, you know, I can kick in a couple bucks a month. That's not going to kill me. You know, I can, you know, maybe do this or that, and we'll give you something kind of bonus and extra for it just as a thank you. So we're here doing our service because it's what we want to do. We're excited about being able to use this platform to share what we think is important. And if you also find some value in it, mm-hmm. there's a way you can show.
Yeah. And it would be silly for us not to give you that opportunity, you know, to share in the joy and share in the relationship. So just wanted to call that out. I'm seeing that a lot lately where people are getting upset and there's choice in all things. And you can still listen to us, love us, and not support in a financial way, but in a sharing way, in a review way, and all the things. So mm-hmm. really what it boils down to is we're asking to be in relationship with you around this project in some way. So, yeah. So you know, the money mindset person is going to call out that energy around it.
Thank you.
So moving forward, so talking about live events,
I get excited.
Yeah. So people are craving in person. They really are. You're seeing events pop up all over the place. You know, new and unique boutique conferences and smaller scale retreats and a lot of different things are popping up, and it makes so much sense because we all love social media and being connected with people across the miles. I'm very thankful for it. Right. There's nothing better than the magic of being in person with someone, particularly in a transformational space, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was really confirmed for me yesterday. Because I belong to a group called Polka Dot Powerhouse, which is a women connection group, and we're across the country, and I'm the managing director of our local chapter. And so every month I lead a meeting where women in business come together and we celebrate each other, and that's great. And it's magical and people love it, but there was something different about what happened yesterday because, I called it a mastermind breakfast because we kind of had that format, but you know, the interpretation of what masterminds are is very different across the board. But we needed a space to get together in a smaller way outside of 35 people, it was 14 people, to really go deeper and to really provide support and witness and have space for each other. And I facilitated this yesterday, and I thought I was just doing something to give them a little extra space for their business this month because we're growing so quick. Mm-hmm. But what happened was it showed me that, first of all, they were nervous about it because they're like, ooh, what is a mastermind? What is someone going to want from me? It was like, ooh, what are they going to want? What is it going to mean? Am I going to measure up? Do I have something to say? Do I even have something to offer? Mm-hmm. So much nervousness around this new little environment. And so what I was shown yesterday is that people are willing to show up scared because they need something. And that in these small groups, because we broke out into small groups, even in those small groups, they were all there for it. They were real. They were raw. There were tears. There's excitement. Mm-hmm. A new business got birthed yesterday in that meeting. So there's something very special about bringing women together with purpose, connection, support, brave, safe spaces with, you know, confidentiality. There's something beautiful that happens. And so that for me yesterday really showed me that this is something that I want to look at. And it's something I think we've talked about a lot here. And it's something that I want to double down on moving forward. So we're really going to look at some way that we can do a live event, and whether it's with the Sparkle Hour or whether it's a co-hosted retreat between the Blessings Butterfly and Nicole Lewis Keeper Coaching. We don't know what that will look like, but Michelle's chair dancing. Whatever it is, it will happen, and we'll figure this out, because there's magic in being sharing space and energy with people, and particularly women. So it's going to happen.
Absolutely. I think the thing that keeps just circling around inside the message that I keep hearing is how hard it is for adults to make friends and make those connections. They often are either just sort of in this forced environment, whether it's, you know, your work or whatnot. And that's why clubs are important. That's why, you know, support groups are important. That's why places where you can actually, like you said, be in a brave, safe space with confidentiality, and be able to connect with people on a deeper level beyond the surface. Hi, how are you? You know, would you like to buy some cookies from my Cub Scout sort of place? You know, let's talk about the real stuff. Let's feel like we can actually connect with other human beings, because we do crave it so desperately. And to be able to do that in a way and offer that in a way where, my goodness, like such amazing transformation can take place. That's a huge, huge joy.
Yeah. And, you know, and I said to them, I said, listen, you know, what happens here stays here. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100, you know, if someone else wanted to be here, they made a choice. They could have made a choice to be here. You're here. You're what matters, and what happens here matters. And there's something magical when women come together and you voice what you want, whether it's a business idea that you finally say out loud and the women around you support you. And immediately the universe starts lining up for that business to be not just an idea, but an actual thing by the end of the day. That's what happened yesterday.
Oh, so powerful.
And so there's so much power in having people witness and support you around saying what you want, whether it's business, whether it's, a new body, like whatever, it, you know, a new way of connecting with your spiritual life, a new, you know, house, like whatever it is, when someone can say something out loud that they've been holding back out of fear, in front of women who are witnessing and holding space for them, it's magical. So more spaces like that need to happen.
Truly. So any way that we can come along and bring that into being, we're so excited for. So that's one of the things that we'll be, discussing and working through during our little hiatus time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and if you have questions and suggestions that something that you'd like to see happen, if there's something that you want us to bring into being, something that you've had in your mind, talk to us. Let us know. Let us know what that might be, and we'll see if that's something that we can either support you in doing, or if it's something that you can support us in doing. Yeah. Partnership, baby.
Exactly. It will take a village.
It will take a village. It doesn't have to be hundreds of people working together doing something. It can be three people. Mm-hmm. A tiny village of support.
Yeah. So I'm so thankful for that confirmation yesterday, because, you know, it's just, we need to do it. We just need to do it.
Definitely. And, you know, for those of us who do this work in online space, it can feel so two-dimensional, because it is, it's two-dimensional. We're missing that third dimension, that ability to be in real life, in real time and space with another person. So yay.
Yes, we want it.
So moving forward, when we come back with our new season of the Sparkle Hour, you can expect a whole different look and feel. Maybe we'll still be doing the things that we know matter to you, and we'll still be putting out the message that is in us to give. Mm-hmm. And we are also open to the evolution of what that message may be. So what are you excited about coming forward or moving forward?
Gosh, there's so many things. I'm excited about our trip. I'm excited about what I think will happen. You know, I feel like that, like we were just talking about magic and with in-person, you know, events, I feel like magic will happen in that particular place with those particular people and that under that particular sky. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm excited about, moving forward, with my training with the Brené Brown, their lead facilitation we're all doing pre-work, but I will be meeting and training with her in June in San Antonio. So that'll be awesome. Mm. I'm looking forward to finally putting on the calendar my next group program because people want it. And so I need to put that on the calendar. I am excited about moving forward with the two books that are still here, The Three Whys and How to Love Your Business. They're moving forward slowly, but they're still moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really excited about that this year it really feels very foundational in so many ways, and within our projects and with our own businesses and with what we're doing in the world, it just feels very foundational, and it does feel like we grew up a little bit.
It does, doesn't it? Our big girl panties are pulled up.
I feel like we're seniors. Like, we've been through high school, we're seniors now.
Minus the senior-itis.
Right. No, like, we came in as giggly freshmen and we're like, this is so cool. And now we're like, oh, crap. Okay, so.
This is what we got to do. Okay.
Yeah, we got to plan for the next step.
So, oh, my gosh. It feels good.
I'm excited. I really am. I feel the weight of seriousness around the work. And yet I'm still excited and have joy around what I think it'll mean. So I'm okay. I'm okay holding both of those. What about you?
Well, very much the same, that both and sort of space where it feels like, oh my goodness, we really do have something, something big here that we're holding and something big that we're bringing into the world. And it's scary and it's exciting and it's, what is the word? I need my thesaurus right now. Thesaurus Rex, where are you? It feels so substantial and it feels like something that can really be pivotal. We've talked about creating this movement of positive change and that sounds fabulous and lovely, but man, there's some real steps that go into that, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't just do that blindly and willy-nilly. So I love that we're really taking this at a very intentional way. Mm-hmm. It does feel like we're the senior mm-hmm. class now, and it's kind of exciting. Just what we graduate into and become.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I just want to put out there and just claim, like, universe, go ahead and line this up, is that, I mean, I want to do, a live event and us collaborate on some things, but I really, really want people to invite us to speak together, to be on a panel together, to speak, individually as well. But I feel like that there's something powerful that can happen when we speak to something. From our experience so far and where we've been, as a duo. So I'm just going to put that out there. We want to be on panels. We want to speak together. So make it happen.
We do want that to happen. So we will create it and we are open to being on it for you as well. So yes, I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, putting that order into the universe right now.
Cash that check. We're here for it. so much exciting stuff coming forward. We've just started a new month right here, and There are some years that feel like they really fly by, and others that feel like you feel every second of every day. This feels like you feel like every second of every day kind of.
Oh yes.
Right?
I'm like, I can't believe it's just March 1st. I feel like we have not just moved through days. We have gone on three different levels in one day. Like every day has felt like it's had eight levels to it. So
exactly.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
That's what it is. It's like, and this is what it feels like when your capacity is being expanded. This is what it feels like when you are peeling back your layers of bullshit and allowing for more good stuff to come forward. This is what it feels like. It is big. There is gravity to it. There is weight to it. And it's also exciting as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. I know, right?
Yeah. <Woo-hoo. laughs> So thank you so much for listening today and all these seasons that you've joined us. Don't be scared. We'll be back. We'll be back. But please enjoy a break yourselves. See what you are discovering about yourself and what your life is unfolding in front of you and where we can be of support there. You can always check out our website for the free resources that we provide to you there. We have a whole session of Sparkle School and the Sparkle Skills that we have laid out that we've used in order to be able to have a year like 2019. So they're there for you at www.thesparklehour.com. You can always go there to check out our archives of past episodes. Amazing, amazing speakers and amazing interviews have taken place. There's so much wisdom on that page. Like, holy hell, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Whoo! We also, of course, have our Facebook page where you can join in the fun at the Sparkle Hour. Follow us on all the social media, and yeah, keep putting that good stuff out there.
Join our private group, When in Doubt, Sparkle That Shit Out, because when we hang out with each other, inevitably insane Facebook lives end up in that group.
So right.
I recommend joining it now.
Oh yeah, get in there right away. You're guaranteed to see some goofy Facebook lives happening while we're in the south of France. I can't wait. Oh my gosh. So yes, thank you so much, Nicole. I love you so much. I love being in this with you. This is so good.
I love you too. I'm always excited when it's just us.
Neener, neener, neener.
I know, right?
All right. So Yay. Thank you so much for season 10 of the Sparkle Hour, and we are out.
Out. We love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Woo. Thank you for listening to the Sparkle Hour. Today's episode was brought to you by Nicole Lewis Kieber Coaching
and the Blessings Butterfly. To learn more about the topics discussed today, please visit our website at www.thesparklehour.com. And remember, when in doubt,
sparkle that shit out.
Yes, please.